Covenant Medical Center at 6109 Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles, where they specialize in cardiology, diabetes, hypertension, and pain management. Dr. Donald Winter is your specialist, whose practice is focused on patient care, rehabilitation, and life quality. They can be reached at 323-750-5000 or 323-565-2778. Remember, Covenant Medical Center for excellence in patient care.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning. This is Colette Williams. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here with us. This is Change Matters. Thank you for joining us once again. I am Colette Williams, coming to you live from sunny Southern California. Today, I am in Pasadena, California, that is. And I have to tell you that I am sorry my co-host, Kenny Hendricks, and Renee Cole are out for the day. Kenny Hendricks might join us later on in the show, but for the moment, he's not with us. But he sends you his best and blessings to everyone. Same thing for Renee. Everybody's busy these days. Everybody's trying to recuperate from a horrific outcome after the election. And we're still walking around in the days saying, how did that happen? Still can't believe it. In fact, I can't believe it. I think I'm somewhere on Pluto, and Pluto is now the planet. So we're going to move on from there, because that's something that we'll be talking about as long as that is in the White House. So let's get started. We've got a great guest this morning, and you're going to get a lot of information that I'm sure will be valuable information. I'm sure you're going to be interested in knowing what's going on. I'd like to introduce to you this morning the Survival Guide, and it is the City of Pasadena's Commission on the Status of Women, and this is the 14th published edition of the Survival Guide, and I'd like to introduce my guest this morning, Char Bland from Pasadena, who is the chair of the Commission on the Status of Women. Good morning, Char. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a wonderful sunny day, as you mentioned, here in the Pasadena area. We are faced with another 80-degree day in November. So,
wow.
To God be the glory.
Yeah, boy. Go ahead.
I'm so excited to be a part of this show with you today, and I'm excited to talk about the experience with the Survival Guide.
Well, good. We are anxious to hear about it. I was there at your unveiling, and it was a grand afternoon. It really, really was. The mayor, the councilman, and all kinds of city officials were there, and the booths that you had at that event. And one interesting fact that you may or may not know is that there were several people who had vendor booths at that event who have come on the show. And we've kept in touch with quite a few of those people. So thank you very much. And as I said to you the other day, Char, your being with us at the precinct on Tuesday was such a godsend. Thank you so very, very much. And you and I have been friends and since when? I don't even remember when. I don't even remember when it started, but we've done so many things together, all in the Pasadena area and all in the name of community and family and women and making change matter and making things happen for people in the community with a focus on Black folks, Black women, Black children, Black families, promoting Black women. We've got to promote Black families. We've got to bring something back to the forefront. We've got to make this an action. It's got to be something that people understand. We've got to do this. We have to focus on families. That's how we're going to build and recapture the strength that we once had, because we are really diminishing in strength in the Black community, and we have got to do something about getting back to the powers of the Black community and the powers of the people at hand who were trying to make things happen. So that's another show. That's another show. But let's get started in talking about the survival guide. And Char, tell us about yourself and your experience in putting together the survival guide, what it looks like, and people who are in the Pasadena area who might be listening, where they can get it. So tell us about yourself and tell us about the guide.
Okay, well, let me just start with something you said. When your request came in for support, I believe it all is about sisterhood, and I am into practicing being there for my sisters. And so that was what you were able to experience. And to those who are on the broadcast, you know, when one of our sisters asked us to step up and help them, you know, to be there for them, it speaks volumes. So I just really want to touch on that and just let you know that that I'm there for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So much. And the survival guide, how did you start with the survival guide, and how did it come about?
So let me just tell you, it started by a commissioner. Her name is Nora Mitsumori. And she was an advocate for women's issues and was really passionate about pursuing her idea of providing a resource and a referral tool for women that were living in the Pasadena area. And, of course, we've expanded that to San Gabriel Valley, but that's how it got started. So she mobilized women and really, as a member of the commission, she implemented her idea in 1982, was the very first survival guide and became a resource for the women in Pasadena. So today we're actually on our 14th edition of that. It is published every 2 years. And so that's how it came about.
Okay. And did you head the team to, how many years actually have you published the survival guide? Is this your first year, or have you done it before?
No. So this is our 14th year as a commission. This is my first year publishing the survival guide.
Okay.
This is the 2016-2018 survival guide, and we started vetting that survival guide. Would you like me to talk about the process of how that's created?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to find out. Is there anything in the guide that changes every 2 years or year to year? How do you update it? Where do you get your information from? And for the people who are listening who are in the Pasadena or San Gabriel Valley area, is the information current information? How often do you – I know that it's printed every 2 years, but how do you seek out the information to go into the survival guide?
Great question. So our survival guide has about 100 or so organizations that provide special needs for different areas, for food and shelter, homelessness, leadership, different areas. So the way that we vet this is we put a team together from our commission, and I chaired this particular project for the survival guide, and I had another chair. Her name was Commissioner Hernandez. And so what we did was we went through each section of this guide. Every single agency in this guide is contacted to make sure that the information is still valid as of today. And so we vet that. They send us the information. We make sure we have all their current services in there, their phone number, and different information that is needed for the public. That is quite a process to happen. We started it in September, and the book was actually sent to be printed in late April. Mm-hmm. So every agency is contacted, and then along the way, we also have a team of people who are going out and looking at new agencies that could be a part of this guide that is valuable to the public. So one thing that's new with the guide that we added in here is we have all of the council people. So there's several councilmen, including the mayor. We have their contact information that we've included in here as well. And also we've worked very closely with the fire department. And the fire department has the back cover in which they invested in it. And it talks about their outreach to women to be a part of the Pasadena Fire Department.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And their outreach to women, does that also include recruitment and hopefully training and getting women involved? I haven't seen very many women in the San Gabriel Valley who are a part of the fire department. How many mm-hmm. women are involved?
So what they've done is they're doing, I don't know the exact number, but I know that I'm talking to Chief Washington, and they're recruiting and hiring more women in the Pasadena Fire Department has been a cornerstone of their efforts. And they work very hard for a world-class, you know, city recognized as a center for innovation and design with dynamic institutes that we have here, like Caltech and NASA and JPL and, you know, the College of the Arts and Pasadena City College and Fuller Seminary. Pasadena is a strong innovation hub that attracts some of the brightest minds in science and technology and design.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so just to mention that we're really, Pasadena is becoming a very highlighted area for those types of things.
Okay.
And so it's an amazing career as a fire person, you know, to honor and work for the common good of the human service, to be a part of that, right?
Absolutely. And there's so many things that people can do to work for the common good. It doesn't necessarily have to be the fire department, but that is one area. It doesn't necessarily have to be a police officer, but then again, that is an area. So I've always wondered how women get involved in the fire department, and I think in my lifetime, I've only heard of or only seen maybe one or two. And I do see young girls on the paramedic vans, but I don't see women who are on the fire truck. And I've seen men who ride in the back of the ladder truck and the other trucks. But it's such a huge, such an enormous job. That fighting fires and carrying all that heavy equipment and that just seems like mm-hmm. something that is an arduous mm-hmm. task for any woman, and I sound kind of antiquated there, but it just seems like it's an arduous task for women to have mm-hmm. to undertake. But needless mm-hmm. to say, that's not a part of the survival guide. It's offered.
It actually is a part of the survival guide. They invested and sponsored the back cover. So Chief Washington of the City of Pasadena Fire Department, this cover is targeted to women in Pasadena Fire Department. So So, and it is a part of the survival guide as an outreach. So it was okay. his outreach to women who were will see this survival guide, because as you can imagine, there women come from all sectors, right? All age groups. And well, they'll look at this and may be inspired by seeing this cover and actually reaching out to the fire department to inquire on how to become a female firefighter.
Right. And again,
so that's the value of the survival guide.
Yes, female firefighters are few and far between. And I think, as I said, I've only seen maybe one or two in all my years. Maybe one or two. So it's something that women probably typically don't think of becoming, because it's, mm-hmm. it's an arduous task. But in as much as women can do all things, that may be something that's a little more challenging for women. But mm-hmm. why don't you also talk to us about the commission? What is the commission up to? How do they fit into this? What else do they do for women and families? Tell us about the commission.
Okay, I'll talk to you about the commission, and then we'll go back to some of the other valuable organizations that are in the survival
sure.
guide as well.
Please.
So the framework of the commission is this. We are a body of seven commissioners, and we have nine members, and one is appointed by each of the seven council members and the mayor. And our whole objective is to advise city council on the special needs and concerns of women of all ages, races, ethnic and cultural backgrounds, religious convictions, and economic and social circumstances. Part of our duties include recommending programs and legislation to promote and ensure equal rights and opportunities for all women in Pasadena. The terms of our office is 3 years, and we're limited to two consecutive terms. But that is also by the council discretion as well. There are some commissioners that's been there a little longer, which is okay.
Sure. Okay.
So that is what we're...
Go ahead.
That's what we're made of. And so the question is, what are we doing today?
What are we doing today?
So let me just talk about one thing that we did that was very valuable in 2015. We did the 2015 report on the status of women in Pasadena. This is a very important report because it really determines our work plan and where the needs are. So we get this data by working with Mount St. Mary's College. And Mount St. Mary's does a big report for the state of California. And so we worked for them for probably close to a year so that they could actually create that, dissect that report specifically for Pasadena only. And so they did that, and we did it in the areas of employment and earnings, housing and homelessness, women veterans, domestic violence, and human trafficking. We were able to put together a panel, and I would invite the audience that's listening to go to YouTube, because you'll actually see the entire 2015 report on the status of women event, in which the mayor, of course, was there, and our chief of police, and the panel was executive director of Peace Over Violence, which is the domestic violence organization, CAST, which is Kay Buck, who is the Coalition Against Slavery and Trafficking. We had our representatives from Union Station, the COO, and then we had the state representative from Equal Pay that represented the federal government. And then we had she's Captain Moody, to speak to the human trafficking issue here in Pasadena. So that was the report that we did last year. And then this year, of course, we did the launch of the survival guide, in which we had about 40 or so of our organizations that are listed in the book there at the event. And we did a whole presentation, again, with the mayor and everyone. But what has come out of that is our work plan for 2016-2017. And so We are currently working on a human trafficking awareness issue. And I'm going to relate to it as an issue because what's going on is there was a human trafficking outreach project. It's called SB 1193 Implementation. And so we partnered with, this was actually spearheaded by the Human Relations Commission. We try to look at other commissions in the city of Pasadena that we can align with the things that we're doing that are in common. And so the Human Relations Commission did an executive summary notice to urge Mayor Tornik and the members of the Pasadena City Council to adopt a resolution to support the implementation of Senate Bill 1193, which is human trafficking public notices. So let me give you a little bit of background on this and why this is important. And the listeners on this phone just know that it's just not limited to Pasadena. This is a California initiative, and Los Angeles has already put this in place. The state of California enacted Senate Bill 1193 in April of 2013. The law aims to advance knowledge about human trafficking in California by requiring 12 types of businesses publicly post specific information related to human trafficking. The specific information includes defining human trafficking, the phone numbers of the National Human Trafficking Hotline phone number, and the Coalition to Abolish Slavery and Trafficking Hotline. The businesses addressed in the law are bars, adult or sexually oriented businesses, primarily airports, rail or light rail stations, bus stations, truck stops, emergency rooms, urgent care centers, farm labor contractors, privately operated job recruitment centers, roadside rest areas, and businesses or establishments offering massage or body work. And this public notice shall adhere to SB 1193, section 52.6.b. So in conclusion and recommendation, here's what the conversation that I'm having with our city department. The Human Relations Commission recommends the city attorney's office address letters to businesses mandated by Senate Bill 1193, the public notices, information, and hotlines for victims of human trafficking. Our Commission on the Status of Women has really taken the torch at this point to meet with, I've met with the city attorney yesterday, I've met with our Human Services Department head to really talk about what are we doing about this. And for the listeners on the phone, we, in the next 30 days, the city of Pasadena will have over 1 million people here visiting our city with a major football game that will happen as well. And human trafficking targets as major events. And so we feel as the commission that we need the torch to really push this implementation so that we can see this signage to put the predators on notice that we are aware of what is going on and to protect the victims. Because as a public, you don't really have a consciousness of what's going on. But if you suspect that, you really don't want to interrupt that and put yourself in a situation of safety. So having this information and having a hotline number will be helpful for the public as well as the victim. So that is one of the things that we are very currently working on and hoping to get this, get this implemented in the month of December because of the highlight of our city, the amazing Rose Parade that we do.
Okay. And yes, the Rose Parade brings over 1 million people here, and they are everywhere. The city comes to a screeching halt, and everything is Rose Parade. Rose Parade and the game. So that is a hot point. And I'm sure that there are people who do take advantage of people who may not have all of the information necessary or who may be vulnerable or easy or out there. And they do get taken advantage of. So thank you for that. And the survival guide. Now, do you hand out the survival guide at any affairs like the Rose Parade?
Well, we are not going to hand it out at the Rose Parades because it's such a huge, you know, it's a parade, so it's very challenging to do that. But there'll be organizations like, for instance, the Coalition Against Slavery and Trafficking. They're aware of this, and they're in our book, right? And then the other piece of this that kind of aligns with that as well is Peace Over Violence, which is the domestic violence piece of this, because there's a lot of violence that happened to these girls in this human trafficking situation, right? And they are listed in our book. But what else comes from this is that, you know, if the women and girls, and they're young men that are part of this as well, if they find themselves in a situation where now they're in need of a shelter, right? So we also have shelter information in here. We have a wonderful organization called Friends Indeed, which is, you know, they provide day refuge for homeless women. And it's amazing. And for those who are unaware of what a day refuge is, you know, if you think of a homeless woman and she's on the streets, the places that they stay overnight, they have to leave by 7 in the morning or maybe 6. And so that's why you see all of the transitioning going on through the city. So this offers them an opportunity to come in, take a shower, get on a computer, pick out some clean clothes to put on, get a good meal. And actually, there's a component to it where they put them on the list to get help, to get a home eventually, to get resources that they need. So that's what's in the survival guide. So we really appreciate having the survival guide from this perspective. Also, the police has partnered with us on the survival guide, and I've worked with Chief Sanchez, and every police car has the survival guide in it. Because when they come into a situation where they may need to give information to someone, they can simply give this survival guide to that person and say, this may be of help to you. And in the back of the guide is an index that they point them to so that they can look at what they need. And that can be 24/7 that they can help with that. And of course, the fire department has that in their trucks. So this has become a very important survival guide to the infrastructure of our city as well.
Great. Wonderful. And I'm sure the survival guide will be at the Southern California Women's Health Conference.
Thank you for noting that. Yes, we absolutely will have a booth at the Southern California Women's Health Conference. Okay. Lena's doing an amazing job with that conference. We'll be prepared to speak to the survival guide and some of the other resources and initiatives that we're doing as a commission. So you can pick up your survival guide at the Southern California Women's Health Conference, or for those who are familiar with the area, you can pick up the survival guide at the Jackie Robinson Center any day of the week between 10 and 3 o'clock. You can go and pick up your survival guide. They're there for you and available to you.
Well, it is a very noticeable piece. It really is. If you did the design on the cover, it is a great cover. It's a great cover. It's a noticeable piece. The colors are just perfect. So we're going to talk further about that. We're going to a break. And for those of you who want to call in and ask questions of Shaw or myself, that number is 866-510-9025. And as we go to break, that number again, 866-510-9025. And this is Change Matters. I am Colette Williams. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Change Matters Solutions on Black Talk Radio, hosted by Kenny Hendricks and Colette Williams.
And we are back. I am Colette Williams. This is Change Matters. Thank you for joining us. And this morning we've got Char Bland, the chair of the Pasadena Commission on Women, status of the Commission on Women. Thank you for joining us. And anyone that wants to call in, that number is 866-510-9025, and your question will be presented to Char Bland. So let's get back to the survival guide. Thank you for that information, Char, on the survival guide and how one can pick it up. And that's anywhere in just about in the San Gabriel Valley. Is that correct?
Yes, there's several of the, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. There's several of the agencies in the actual survival guide that have multiple copies of the book they will give out. Because as you can imagine, you know, agencies like the Friends Indeed that I mentioned, they have several copies that they give the women that that come to their center, as well as, I'll just name a few of the agencies in the book here. You know, the Pasadena Public Health Department has the book as well. If you're in the area and you know where City Hall is, there's an information booth that you could just walk up and ask for a copy, and they'd be happy to give you a copy of the book. There is actually, I want to just speak to a few other opportunities that are in the book as well.
Go ahead,
there's employment and job. Let me just kind of tell you some of the areas in the book that that are exciting to have in here. There's basic needs, food and shelter and clothing, child care and after school programs, the City of Pasadena community centers and programs. There's services for persons with physical and developmental disabilities, employment, job opportunities and training. There's financial literacy, and there's formerly incarcerated program in there. There's government programs, health services like HIV and AIDS and terminal illnesses. There's home health services, which is becoming a really big request these days for our parents who are aging. There's housing. There's leadership development with Leadership Pasadena, which has been around for a great time. It's an 8-month program. There's legal services. There's literacy programs. You know, there's for tutoring, which is really important for our young. And then one of the things that we're really talking about today, which is mental health services. You know, a lot of things that are happening throughout the country, you know, people are talking about this is mental health related. So in the book is counseling and social services and personal and family problems around mental health services. There's also pregnancy and family planning. Planned Parenthood is in the book. And I know with the changing of the guard of our presidency that is a very much a high issue right now.
Yeah,
you know,
hot topic.
You know, yeah, it's a hot, very much a hot topic. You know, women's rights to either give birth or not give birth. You know, and right. I know that could be a show on within itself. There's also programs for mothers and their children. You know, we have a younger generation of mothers and fathers, and you know, there are tools out there for them on how to be the best mother and fathers that they can be, right? And so there's a service for that. And then we have senior services. You know, seniors are living a lot longer, you know, and their seniors' ages is dropping a lot lower. You know, their 60s are needing these senior services and senior centers. There's social services. And then, of course, there's substance abuse. And with, and I know this is going to be a hot topic, but, you know, California just passed, you know, legalizing marijuana. And, you know, that's a whole nother show topic, but substance abuse is an issue. And yes, so when you talk to these organizations that have to support these substance abuse and you pass laws like that, it really taxes their resources. And so that's in the book. Transportation. Pasadena has a wonderful, you know, California is becoming more of a transportation city, which we're happy to say. And we have the Gold Line running through here, what we're proud to say. And, you know, it goes all the way to, is it...
It goes all the way to... No, the Gold Line begins in Montclair.
Azusa.
And
is it Montclair?
It goes to, yeah, I believe it goes all the way out there now, and then it goes to Union Station,
yes,
to East L.A., then it picks up somewhere down in L.A., and then it goes all the way out to the Santa Monica Pier. So what is the Gold Line becomes something else, and then something else, and then goes out to the pier in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great thing to have in the book, because it talks about the different, it has different contact information in there for the transportation.
Good.
So that's
very
perfect.
Good.
The other thing is veteran resources. And okay, one thing that we discovered in doing the report is and the number of surprisingly homeless women veterans. This is something that's not talked about a lot. It's more of a, you know, it's really a shame, right? But when you look at the women on the streets, if you have a conversation with them, we're finding that there is a high population of homeless women veterans. And then just to wrap it up, of course, violence against women and children, in which we talked about, and then there's several women's organizations in here as well. We have the Women's City Club and other organizations in here in the Survival Guide. So that kind of wraps the table of contents of the book.
Okay.
Yolanda, let me give out the instructions to the people who have called into the conference. We are using a new phone system for the radio station now. So if you have a question or comment, just hit star. That will unmute you, and we'll bring you, I'll call out your name or your area code. It's a new system, so we're all still trying to get used to it. Thank you, Yolanda. Please continue.
Thank you. And that number,
and you have a call.
866-510-9025. And if you have a question or comment, hit star.
You have a call from Los Angeles.
Thank you, Scotty. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Colette. Good morning, Char. This is Andrea James. Wow.
Hi,
Andrea. Colette, you've been telling
me
about the show. And Ms. Char, I thank you for being a part of doing this book this year. I've seen it in the past, and I'm glad to know what it covers, who it covers, and it's very instrumental in our community, and I hope that the book being put out in Pasadena is an example of what other cities, I believe they do it in LA, but what other cities can do the same thing, because there are resources that people still don't know about that needs to be in every city. It needs to be in the senior citizens centers. It needs to be in the libraries. It needs to be in the police department. It needs to be wherever the public is. So I just want to say thank you for being a part and heading this book, which if it was sold, it would be a bestseller, I think. But you stepped up to the plate. Thank you for showing up and doing what you do, because it is definitely needed. And its possibility is going to be even needed more so now, coming into the changes that are coming, what's going to happen, and if there's changes in the book, to know that this book is being done every 2 years, where you actually somebody, and it's possibly creating jobs when people are revising this book. Am I? Let me just ask that. Is this book creating jobs for the people that do the soldiers that do the footwork?
That's a great question, Andrea James, and thank you so much for your compliment. I really do appreciate that support. it's interesting because this is a commission project, and so with this, there being seven commissioners, and sometimes nine, it depends on if the mayor appoints and if there's an in-large member as well. But this is something that our voluntary commissioners do, and we have limited staff at the city that actually helps us with this. So a lot of the work has been voluntary work to get this book published at this point, but I like your idea of actually creating, you know, some workforce around it, and I will take that to our director and see if the next version of this we can't do that to increase, you know, the employment.
Sure, that's a great idea. And the other thing is, this is the Commission on the Status of Women, and I am familiar with a part of and close to some of the organizations around town, such as the National Congress of Black Women, the National Council on Negro Women. I was given an award by the National Association of University Women, and I spoke at their Growth Academy on Saturday. And there are other women's organizations around that should also either be listed in the guidebook, become a part of what the Commission on Women, the status of the Commission on Women, Commission on the Status of Women, I'll get it right, and mm-hmm. and this can expand a great deal. So as you're talking about this, and Andrea, as you're asking the question, this can go in any number of directions as it relates to women, children, and families. And both of you know that I do a lot of work with the in that area, women, children, and families, even at school. That's the work that I do. So with that, having said all of that, this is a great book, and it should be a part of what some of the other organizations are doing. This can be a tool that they use. I know that some of the other organizations do get women from time to time who do have requirements, who do try to offer information, and the information that is contained in this guidebook could be useful and could be a tool for those organizations. So, as a matter of fact, I think what I will do is let the women know that this tool is available, and this can be a tool that they use within their own organization. With the NCBW, I was the director for the youth chapter in the San Gabriel Valley, and Rachel Thomas came to one of our meetings to talk about human trafficking. And I don't know if this is something that people are really familiar with, but it is practically at epidemic proportion. And I think that we are so focused on so many other things, politics and needs and requirements, that this is something that we don't give a lot of attention to. Mark Ridley Thomas in Los Angeles, he did a piece on human trafficking, but it is more prevalent than most people really know. There are girls, there are young ladies, young women who are away at colleges and universities who get sucked into human trafficking. They're completely blindsided. They don't even know what's going on. They find themselves doing things that they never thought they would ever do. They find themselves in a position that they never thought possible. So what you're talking about, Char, as it relates to human trafficking, is so incredibly important. And after listening to Rachel Thomas about human trafficking, it's something that everyone needs to give some attention to. Everyone. And I'm glad that you have that in this guidebook. And as I said, I'm going to offer this book to the organizations that I am a part of, because it can be a very useful tool. And the information that we can, as women, get out to other women is contained right here in this book. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Is Andrea still with us? Oh, I guess not. but I'm glad that
yes,
she is.
I'm sorry. She is. I thought you were moving on. I have unmuted her. We do have more callers on the board. If you are not just listening and you want to ask a question or comment, we have about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. That telephone number is 866-510-9025 and hit **. That will unmute you. I will see you come unmuted and I will let the host know. Andrea, did you have another question? And then we have another question from Pasadena. Andrea, did you want to go ahead and finish?
Can you hear me?
Okay, there you are. Go ahead, Andrea.
Just thank you. It's something that is needed, and not just for women, for the men, for the families, the veterans. Are you going to be handing out the book at our upcoming event in February for the Black History Parade and things like that? And it's just, I tell you, or if it's selling, give out the website so we can go through it or download it, whatever we need to do to get this information out, because it's no secret, and it's not something easily to put together either. But the fact that this resource is here is, and the fact that we have to stomp out these programs, not these programs, but the reason why the book is written. It really shouldn't be a book like this, but fortunately it is. So I thank the commissioners, volunteers, and if maybe there's some grants or things like that that can come down for people to even part-time jobs where they have, census people. Now they have people that go out and get information, because there may be some other organizations that are coming up or already in existence, but they're being missed because there's just a core group of people. So I thank you, and thank you for taking on my ideas. If there's anything that I can help with down the future, like future entrepreneurs and things like that, Yolanda, please feel free to give Char my information. Char, I look forward to meeting you in person very, very soon and giving you a big hug. I'm going to give you a big hug. Right now, Yolanda, Ms. Williams, I'm giving you a big hug as well.
Well, thank you, ladies, for what you're doing.
You are in the trenches, and you're not being forgotten about. I exalt you for what you're doing. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
I'm you now.
Thank you. We'll go on to the next caller.
We have a caller from Pasadena. Please go ahead with your question or comment.
Good morning. This is Commissioner Tamika Farr. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to call in and thank you all for giving our chair, Commissioner Bland, the opportunity to talk more about the survival guide and what we've been doing and what she's been doing as our leader. We're so proud to have her at the forefront of our efforts and pushing us forward with our, you know, our strategic plan and our agenda. And there's been so much renewed energy around what's going on with the commission, and I'm just excited that she had the opportunity to talk to your listeners this morning.
Thank you very much.
And I've been on the commission over 6 years now, and I've seen a lot of, like I said, renewed energy and how the survival guide has impacted the city of Pasadena. I was previously the executive director for the YWCA Pasadena, and the staff there would actually use it as a case management tool. So when clients or the community would come into our site and looking for services that we didn't have, we were able to, one, open the book and make some calls and make some connections there while they were in our center, but we were also able to give them something tangible to take with them so that they can be empowered and be able to find resources for themselves when they were in need in the future. So we have had so much positive feedback from, you know, police officers, from organizations, from individuals, and so I'm so happy that the vision for this guide has manifested in that the community is really being able to utilize it the way it was intended. So thank you for, you know, allowing us to continue.
And let me
Yeah. And let me just say, Commissioner Farr, thank you so much for listening and joining the call. This is a very busy morning for her. She's one of the past chairs. And so I had a lot of big footprints to try to fill, because she's done such a fabulous job, you know, just building the groundwork for this survival guide that she's been a part of several times. So thank you for that, and thank you for your leadership and support.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. I as well want to thank you for your diligent work and for what you all have done. And this guide, this is the first time I've been privy to this guide, and it is a useful tool, to say the least. It is a useful tool. It's a great-looking book. It's very easy on the eyes and very easy to read through. I did, as I said, I was at the event, the unveiling of it, and it was a fantastic event. You all did a very fabulous job. So I am complimenting you, and I will continue to compliment you, Shar, on what you've done with the guide. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Commissioner Farr, an amazing commissioner.
Thank you, Commissioner Farr. Thank you so much. And I think we have another caller, Scotty.
No, ma'am, we do not. We have about 4 minutes left.
Okay. Well, Shar, this has been very interesting, and the information that you have disseminated this morning is healthy, good, great information. And I want to ask a couple of questions, and we only have a few minutes left. And as I was telling you, the hour goes by so fast. We could talk about this guidebook for the next 2 hours, and there is just a plethora of information contained in the guidebook, and it's useful for a number of things. One of the things that I want to ask, and I'm not sure how you're going to answer this, but I'm sure you're going to answer it very well. As I mentioned, the guidebook will be at the Southern California Women's Health Conference, and there will be the Man Cave. Will the Man Cave get the book?
You know, that's a great question, because, you know, there's families in here. This book is for families, and so, of course, they can absolutely get the book. Everybody is the book is being distributed in the vendor booth area at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So you have
mm-hmm.
to come to our particular booth to pick it up. So the Man Cave attendees can certainly come over to the booth and pick up the book as well.
Right. And
absolutely.
you did talk about the resources that are in the guidebook. Is there anything else that we may have missed? I do a lot of giving things away. So is there somewhere in the book that we can find that tells us where we can take things to be given to women? Or is it just the Jackie Robinson Center? Okay.
No,
okay.
There's not. But let me just mention this. I just really want to get in here before we close. Our commissioners, I want to mention Commissioner Farr, who was on the phone, Commissioner Cornell, Commissioner Hernandez, Commissioner Holliday, Commissioner Montgomery, Commissioner Wolf, and Commissioner Zavala, who is a big part of this survival guide project. So I want to thank them for being the wonderful commissioners that they are and participating in the book. Also, to your question, absolutely. There's the Friends Indeed that you can take food and they really have a food pantry, as well as they have Norma's Nook, where they can receive women's clothes. So throughout the book, there are different agencies that you can absolutely bring and donate to. Not only items, but your time and your talent. And your financial resources. Those are. This is the season. You know, we're in the season of Thanksgiving, and there's a lot of people who are in need. And if you don't mind, there's one other thing I want to mention, because it has to do with equality, and that is I want everybody to understand CEDAW, which is the United Nations Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. And CEDAW was adopted by the UN General Assembly in 1979 and is often referred to as the Women's Equality Treaty. CEDAW condemns all forms of discrimination against women and girls and calls upon countries to ensure equality in the civil and political, economic, social and cultural arenas. And to date, 188 countries have ratified CEDAW. The United States of America is the only industrialized country that has failed to do so. And so what we've done is we've had different cities adopt it. San Francisco became the first city in the world to adopt an ordinance reflecting the principles of CEDAW in 1998, and Los Angeles has followed in 2006, and it's part of our commissioner's initiative to get with our mayor to make City of Pasadena part of the cities of CEDAW, you know, that launched the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in 2014. So I just wanted to end with that because, you know, that's our work.
Right. Well, it sounds like we're coming to a close of this show, and 1 hour does go by awfully fast. And we can expect to hear and see more on the commission, from the Commission on the Status of Women. And the book can be obtained from the City of Pasadena, the Jackie Robinson Center, and also the Southern California Women's Health Conference.
May I give my email address for those who would like to request a copy?
Sure.
So my email address is charbland2003@yahoo.com. That's charbland2003@yahoo.com. And just put in the subject line, request for survival guides, and I will arrange for you to pick those up.
Great, great. And don't forget to talk to us at changematters99@gmail.com. That's changematters99@gmail.com. I am Colette Williams. Kenny Hendricks is my co-host, and Renee Cole, our show contributor. Looks like we're signing off, and we want to thank you very much for joining us. It is Tuesday morning, Change Matters. Thank you. We'll talk to you again during Thanksgiving week. We've got a great show planned for you. We'll be talking about all of the things that we are grateful for, and that's a lot. So have a great day. Keep smiling. Keep your chin up, and keep looking ahead. We'll talk to you, Ruth. Thanks a lot.